Cuomo is threatening to make the budget late over an ethics reform package that the governor is seeking. He repeated his demand this week at a business lunch in Rochester.
Even more important than just getting a budget done, I want to make sure we get the right budget done with the right priorities. And this year, a top priority is having ethics reform done in Albany. Because at one point, enough is enough.
Cuomo's proposals come after the arrest of the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver on charges he illegally gained millions of dollars in payments from two private law firms. Several other lawmakers have also been charged and convicted of fraudulently obtaining payments through outside employment. Citizens Union, one of the longest-running reform groups in New York, says Governor Cuomo is on the right track by demanding that state lawmakers fully disclose how they earn any outside income and that there be a ban on receiving money from companies who have direct business before the state. But the group's Dick Dady says the governor should not link the ethics measures to budget appropriations bills, and he says the changes don't go far enough. He says the entire system of compensation for lawmakers has to change if illegal activities are to cease.
If we wanted to create a corruption-prone compensation system, we would pay legislators very little. We would allow unlimited amounts of outside income, and we would not verify the per diem payments that they're allowed to earn for their travel expenses.
Senators and assembly members earn a base salary of just under $80,000 a year. That's a comfortable amount for many upstate regions, but that does not go as far in New York City and surrounding suburbs. Lawmakers have not had a pay raise in 16 years. Citizens Union supports a cap on outside income of 20% of a legislator's salary. A similar idea is also backed by Democrats in the state Senate as well as other reform groups. But Dady says realistically, lawmakers need to be paid more money in order for that to work fairly. He proposes that Cuomo and the legislature appoint a commission
and really get at the whole issue of outside income, caps, disclosure.
The group also recommends that the expense reimbursement system for lawmakers, known as per diem pay, be reformed. Currently, lawmakers are compensated for each day that they say they are in Albany, but they don't have to provide any receipts to actually back up their claims. Dady says lawmakers could be asked to provide a calendar showing that they actually attended a meeting or event associated with their job while they were at the Capitol.
To prove that they actually were in Albany doing business, not just in Albany taking up space.
Dady admits that the changes to legislature's pay and any accompanying cap on outside income could not happen right away. Legislators can only raise the pay of future elected lawmakers, so the earliest they could receive a pay increase would be January of 2017. But he says disclosure could be implemented now and the commission could be put in place. Legislative leaders say they are confident they will agree on an ethics package by the time the budget is due on March 31st, but they have not offered many details. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.